What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome back to the Back Row Fantasy Show, folks. You might hear some rain in the background because it's raining. Consider it nature sounds to go with this wonderful podcast. Going back to the team-by-team fantasy breakdown, we're going to end the series on this note. We're going to talk about the NFC South and the NFC West. I will waste absolutely no time and get straight to the Falcons. Talking about Falcons. The draft has happened, by the way. I don't want to include that in this. There will be an episode coming up in a day, if even a day, probably hours, probably in the morning where this episode is being recorded, in the evening, for me talking about the drafted players and how fit is everything, with some controversial takes as well. But let's go. Falcons, Michael Penix Jr. I am a fan. I am a Michael Penix Jr. fan. I have tried to pick him up where I can. Granted, I'm only in two leagues, but I really, really like Michael Penix Jr. I think eventually, whether it's this year or next, I love the fact that he sat for most of the year and then got to come out and play some ball. I think you're going to see the patience the Falcons had with him. Yeah, they thought Kirk Cousins was going to take him to some kind of promised land. It didn't happen. So whether it was actually patience or not, who knows? But I think we're going to see the effect sitting for most of a year has with a quarterback like Michael Penix Jr. So I think we're going to see Michael Penix Jr. be really, really good this year. He's got some weapons. I don't love all of the weapons, but they're pretty good. Not top 5 or 10 in the league, but I would say in between 10 and 15. Boy, we've heard that a lot in this series. But I like Penix a lot. I think if there is a high upside guy that's not going to cost you a ton, Penix is one of those guys. I absolutely just love the talent. And I think, you know, with him getting the reins taken off of him this year, this coming year, I think he's going to be really good. Bijan Robinson, definitely a top 3 back. Obviously, we want Bijan Robinson. Are we paying the price? I don't know. It depends. It's really hard to find a bell cow running back. So if somebody's asking you for a non-bell cow running back and then maybe a wide receiver 2 or 3, I think you got to consider doing that. So Bijan, if you can get him, I mean, it is a big deal to have him or Saquon or Jahmyr Gibbs. Very big deal. So, you know, think long and hard about acquiring him if he's offered. I doubt anyone's offering, though. Someone I like that nobody talks about is Tyler Algier. I think as soon as this guy gets a chance to play again and gets a chance to start again, not with the Falcons, obviously, but I mean, he's a really solid running back. He's young enough, and I think he's still got a lot of good years left in him. I would love to see him eventually get a shot. And when he becomes a free agent, he's going to get a shot. So he's a guy that I'm holding on to just in hopes that it happens. Granted, if you don't have deep rosters, it may be easier said than done. But I'll say one thing. I've tried acquiring him. I can't even acquire him in one of my leagues. It's just like a no-go, and I'm not going to overpay. He's just a guy that I look forward to seeing get a chance again because he's really good. I think everybody was really shocked when they took Bijan, but they were shocked when they took Penix. This team goes best player available more often than not. So there's that. Drake London, definitely somebody that I'm not looking to sell. If I can buy him, maybe I am. It depends on the price, but definitely a guy I want on my fantasy team. You know, getting 3 really good starters at wide receiver is the name of the game, and he fits in the mold. He fits there. So he is somebody I want on my team. If I got him, I'm probably not looking to deal him. Really good player. Darryl Mooney, I think he's worth owning for sure. Granted, it's as a backup or a bye week guy, I'm probably not starting Mooney. I just feel like the inconsistency issues will plague him his whole career. Last year, he started out on fire. He tailed off. Surprise, surprise. So not a guy I'm paying up for. Then you got their other starting receiver, Ray McLeod. I'm not sure what to think about him, but he was serviceable last year. He was good enough to throw in on bye weeks. And who knows, you know, in the event of an injury, Ray McLeod could be even better because there's not really anyone behind Ray McLeod except for a little known deep dynasty stash, Casey Washington. One of those guys kind of like Parker Washington that I'm always kind of keeping an eye on. And he's a guy that I might add from waivers, you know, a week before he actually bursts out onto the scene. Like, say, someone like Ray McLeod tweaks his ankle a little bit or goes out for part of a game or goes out at the end of the game. I'm looking to add Casey Washington immediately because I think he's the next man up, even though the depth chart does not say that. So that's a deep stash in my opinion. Then you've got tight end position, Kyle Pitts. I think the time has come and gone. He's still young, but he's, besides his rookie year, which was promising, it still wasn't what we thought it was going to be. We thought he was going to jump into the scene and just be great. That hasn't happened. I just traded Kyle Pitts. Now, granted, the draft has happened and things have not gone my way, but I traded him in a deal for Cole Kmet. Granted, Cole Kmet was like a downgrade to upgrade at another position, but I wasn't upset to lose Pitts. So if you can lose him and gain something from him like I did, I wouldn't be upset either. And Cole Kmet, luckily, I traded during our draft after the actual draft happened, and I kind of did the same thing. I took a little bit of a loss on him, but the player I got in the tight ends deal, I would still do all over again all day long. Kyle Pitts, whatever. If you're still a believer, I get it. He's young. You never know. But I honestly think we've seen the best of Kyle Pitts. So moving on, that's all I care about on the Falcons, those guys that I named. Anybody else is, probably not even known by anyone in your league. So Panthers, Bryce Young. I just traded Bryce Young. I actually got a 2026 first rounder for Bryce Young. Thrilled to get it. Took it instantly. Bryce Young improved and looked a lot better than he ever has in the second half of last year. That being said, I still don't see him throwing for 30 plus touchdowns in 2026. I think the Bryce we saw over the second half of last year is going to be closer to what we see in 2026, but I don't think he's going to go on quite the same kind of tear. I like Bryce Young a good bit. Again, I thought he looked great, but we're talking, you know, unless you are in Superflex and you can get him pretty cheap, I think there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that are going to put up similar numbers, and I don't go chasing Bryce Young's end of year, in my opinion. I still look at him as maybe 25 touchdowns this year versus 10 picks, not a ton of rushing yards. It's very middle of the road. It's very 15 to 20 range for Bryce Young, in my opinion, especially with some of the quarterbacks that are coming in that have got switched around, that are going into year two. Bryce Young, not a guy I'm really looking at, even on the cheap. Running backs, Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle. Now, we're going to forget about Jonathan Brooks. Who knows when he plays? I don't know if it ever works out. He was coming off an injury, then he gets injured again. I don't like Jonathan Brooks long-term at all now. I think the time has come and gone already, even though we just exited his rookie year. Chuba Hubbard looked really good. I'm not sold. I'm not sold on him holding down the job long-term, but I can say one thing, Rico Dowdle's not going to steal it from him. Rico Dowdle is now where he should be, and that's as a backup, as part of a committee, probably the lesser of a committee. Thinking, you know, if it was just those two, I'm thinking like 65-35 split. Rico Dowdle, glad I traded him in the offseason as well. I took a third for him, and I'm thrilled about it thanks to this year's running back class. Wide receiver, I still love Jalen Coker, despite what we're going to talk about on the next episode. Still love Jalen Coker. For a guy to be undrafted and come onto the scene and do some of the things Jalen Coker did just to even be mentioned in a broadcast coming from undrafted to walking into the Panthers and like getting a spot in the rotation to where he was starting towards the end of last year. Steve Smith of the Carolina Panthers past warned us, don't sleep on Jalen Coker. Still love him despite this week's draft. Coker's a guy that you can get pretty cheap and you should get him. Xavier Leggett, pretty decent, not sold. I think Coker's the best receiver on this team, honest to God. I don't think Xavier Leggett will ever be the best player on this team, but he could eventually carve out a nice number two role with number two numbers on a mid-powered offense. Not a high-powered offense, but a number two on a mid-powered offense. Leggett, I'm not really interested in acquiring, to be honest. I'm just, whatever, if you got him and he's your bye week guy, okay. But if you can leverage that name and draft capital, I say do it. Tight end, no thanks. I'm just not going anywhere. Jatavion Sanders is listed as the backup. Until Jatavion Sanders shows us something, I'm not really that interested, and I'm not really stashing because the tight end landscape is atrocious. Talia. Not really interested in the Panthers tight end at this time. On to the Saints. The Saints have no quarterback. Kind of. The draft happened, and they might. No matter what, I'm not really interested. So not going to talk about their quarterbacks. Derek Carr may miss the season. Rookie quarterback on that offense with some of the problems they've had. I'm just simply not interested, and I'll tell you exactly why right now. Alvin Kamara, getting older. Last year, he still did good things, but they weren't great things. They were good things. He is slowly but surely running out of time. They have Kendre Miller. I love Kendre Miller. If the guy could stay healthy, he would be worth an absolute ton in fantasy leagues right now, but he can't stay healthy. So does he finally stay healthy in year three? Does he need to mature and just put on a little bit of that? Like, you know, we get into our 20s and we get that little extra bit of poundage and it's more like cushion to protect our knees and joints and everything else. And then as we get, you know, 40 and so on and so forth, then that stuff is eroding no matter what we do. But maybe he needs a little bit of that, you know, 20 some year old slight 1% uptick of chub to protect those muscles and ligaments. I don't know. Love Kendre Miller, but can he stay healthy? If you can get him super cheap, it's a great gamble because when he's on the field, he's good. Chris Olave, lots of concussions. I don't know what to think about him right now. If you can get him cheap, go for it. Don't pay retail price. Surely to God, don't overpay. Rashid Shaheed, same situation, man. Like he looked really good at times last year, but for a guy like him, that's kind of a burner to be getting hurt. You know, that those injuries are going to sap that explosiveness. Shaheed's not someone I'm really looking at either. Juwan Johnson, tight end. More interested in him than a Panthers tight end, but it's not by much. Brandon Cooks went back to the Saints. Okay, cool. Moving on. The Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield, definitely a guy I have tried to acquire. Definitely a guy I want to acquire, but it ain't happening, man. Bucks offense, Baker's a gunslinger. If I got him, I'm keeping him. He put up over 500 points in my league last.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Next year, which is a little heavy on QB scoring, but, you know, he was top three or five, I think. He's going to stay there, in my opinion, thanks to Bucky Brooks and Rashad White. Bucky's the new hotness. Can't overlook the fact that Rashad White catches balls like crazy, and they are a committee, technically, Bucky being the bigger half of that. But Rashad probably going to catch more balls. I like both of these running backs. If I owned them both, I'd be comfortable starting both. Boy, is what it is. You know, if you got better, of course, you want to start your better too. But if that's what I had and then a bunch of potential, no problem. I'll start the Bucks backfield every week. You got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Jalen McMillan at wideouts. Evans and Godwin, not sure what to think. Evans is probably going to, you know, still be pretty good. But that drop-off has to come sometime. So I'm not paying retail and I'm not paying over. I'm looking for a deal if I'm going to go out and get him. Same with Chris Godwin, because Godwin's not exactly a pillar of health. Both good receivers, worth starting, both of them, but not paying the price, not even retail. Jalen McMillan had moments last year, not paying for those moments right now, especially after the draft. Jalen McMillan. Maybe eventually he takes over for one of those two. Maybe both those two go out and he's one of the starting receivers. And I think he'll be pretty good when he gets there if that happens. But right now is not the time to buy. Kate Otten had moments last year, a middling tight end. Honestly, it's not anything worth going out to purchase. He had his moments, but overall the consistency is not there. Let's move on to the NFC West. Cardinals, Kyler Murray, man, I've never owned Kyler. I've never been that interested in owning Kyler. Like, when he's good, he's good. And when he's inconsistent, he's just run of the mill. So I don't know. Not a big fan of Kyler. I think as an NFL quarterback, he's fine. But something is lacking there. Something is missing. And I don't know if it'll ever come to fruition for him to be a top five quarterback again. In my opinion, it just probably won't happen. James Conner, getting older. This might be the year that we start seeing him break down. I don't know. I'm not buying Trey Benson. I'm buying, but only if it's at the value that we got last year, which was like not anything. He did nothing, even with the limited carries he got. And here's the thing. With a rookie, I put more stock in a Jalen Coker being an undrafted free agent, working his way into the rotation and producing. Trey Benson, high draft pick, got his opportunity. Didn't produce. So that really takes him down for me. I'm not as excited as I was in his rookie year. Not to mention there's tons of rookie running backs this year that I would rather have over Trey Benson, because currently they're in the same position as him, right behind the starter. So give me a chance to grab a guy that's going to produce from year one over a guy that didn't produce in year one. No matter the situation. Yeah, they got James Conner, but Trey Benson didn't make a case to take carries away from him. Marvin Harrison Jr. He was good last year. He wasn't great. He was good. Most rookie wide receivers not named Puka Nacua or, oh God, his name escaped me already from the draft, the Giants. Oh, what the heck? That's what happens when you're talking fast. Anyways, believe in the talent. He was really good. If that was the best rookie season we had, if not for Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers, that's his name, we'd be talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. a lot more than we are now. Absolutely love him. I paid a hefty price to acquire him this offseason, and I'm ready to start him this year. Hopefully, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe in the years to come, there's no Kyler Murray. We get somebody that is a gunslinger to Marvin. Who knows? Michael Wilson, you know, I don't know. I liked him his rookie year. He didn't exactly better it in year two. So I'm not really in on Michael Wilson. Zay Jones is there. Yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, Michael Wilson, worth rostering, but I'm not going out to seek him. And then you got Trey McBride. If you can get Trey McBride, get Trey McBride. He doesn't score touchdowns, but if he ever does, he's going to go through the roof. And we know we're getting a top three tight end in him. So when he gets touchdowns, what are we getting then? Untapped potential from an already top three tight end. Moving on to the Rams, starting with Matthew Stafford. He's getting older, but honestly, he's a guy that I actually would like to acquire just if I am on the cusp of a championship and I need a guy that I know is giving me a floor of 25 touchdowns. I know I mentioned 25 touchdowns with Bryce Young, but I'm thinking that's his ceiling for 2026. So Stafford, that's his floor. I like Stafford for a contender. I think Stafford is a good buy and he's old, so you should be able to get him pretty cheap. Kyren Williams, not giving up the running back job anytime soon, unless an injury happens. So Blake Corum, the like, not interested. It's Kyren. But I don't know if I want to pay the price because he honestly, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I feel like he didn't produce as much as a receiver. And I'm really bought into the receiving backs right now. So Kyren, I think, is a good sell, honestly. Like if you're a contender, you may not want to sell him, but if you're like on the fringe, I think that's one of the guys that you could look at moving to get yourself over the hump by getting maybe a pass catching back like Rashad White in a deal, plus a wide receiver that can start. That to me is a good move if you're interested in moving Kyren. Puka Nacua, we all know what Puka Nacua is. He's a starter on your team. I don't think you can acquire him cheap, so you got him, keep him. Devontae Adams played really well last year on a bad Raiders team. Now he's going to a Rams team that knows how to use just about everyone. So I think Devontae Adams is going to be a great pickup if you can get him, you know, even at retail price at his age. I say you pick him up. You need a wide receiver three. That's one of the grabs for me. That's your guy. That's who you go out and get if you are weak at wide receiver three. In the event that Devontae Adams slows down, Jordan Whittington is a guy that no one's talking about. Like he came in as a rookie, a late round pick, produced when he got on the field. Yeah, he didn't get on the field a lot, but the Rams don't play around. They want veteran presences on the field. Hence the reason they got Devontae Adams. But all it takes is year two to become a veteran. So Jordan Whittington will probably see himself get on the field. And I'm spoiling a little here, but they didn't really draft anybody to push Whittington out of a potential starting role if there is an injury or if Tutu Atwell isn't as good as Jordan Whittington. And I got Tutu listed right beside him. I like both of those guys. I think they're both pretty good. I like Whittington. I like what I saw out of him as a rookie. And if he gets more opportunities, I think he's an excellent buy low as a bye week guy that could grow into a wide receiver three. Tight end. Nah, I'm good. No Rams tight ends for me. Niners, 49ers. Which one are they? The Niners or the 49ers? Brock Purdy. I think it's time to sound the alarm. Brock Purdy's a good NFL quarterback. I'm not convinced that he is a fantasy good quarterback. I think he's okay. I think he's, you know, kind of there with Bryce Young a little bit. Obviously a little better statistically, but I'm just not sold. Not sold at all. I think he's more of a good NFL quarterback, not a fantasy asset. Just my take. CMC, the end is nigh. Therefore, I mean, if you can get him cheap and you're a contender, whatever. You should have already sold him. You should have sold him after 2023 because we knew he wasn't going to do that 2 years in a row. Isaac Grindo and someone yet to be named. I like Grindo. Another guy is a rookie that came in. And when he got the opportunity, guess what he did? He produced. This guy, everybody's sleeping on him still, honestly. So Grindo, one of my favorite pickups of the offseason because he's sitting behind Mr. Glass, CMC. And if Grindo takes that job, CMC gets hurt again, or CMC is just done, Grindo could be a top 10 back instantly. Brandon Ayuk, he's hurt. Honestly, I don't like players coming off injury. I don't like Stephon Diggs. I don't like Ayuk for the same reasons. We don't know what they're going to do. We don't know if they're going to come back and be really good or not. And Ayuk wasn't that good last year. So Ricky Pearsall is my wide receiver to own from the Niners. And Juwan Jennings, I think, is here to stay as well. Those are my two guys. But ultimately, George Kittle, probably one more year of taking most of the targets to keep any of those wide receivers from being a true number one. But if I had to start Pearsall or Juwan Jennings at the three spot, I would with very little fear. I think we need to keep an eye on Jacob Cowing. I think he's a guy that could eventually develop in the event that like Ayuk ever gets traded or something like that happens. I like Jacob Cowing to eventually slot in as that wide receiver three for the Niners. There's really nobody else on there to threaten one of those three spots. So Cowing's a guy to keep an eye on, kind of like Mr. Washington over in Atlanta. Moving on to the Seahawks, Sam Darnold, hands off. This is a running team, bad offensive line. Darnold played on the Vikings. I think you could put Sam Howe in for the Vikings, which they now have, and he would probably be a top 10 fantasy quarterback just based on the fact that it is the Vikings. They do have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Aaron Jones, TJ Hawkinson, Jalen Naylor, on and on. So Darnold switches. I think we're going to see Jet Sam Darnold. And I think we're going to see another guy starting sooner than later in Seattle. As far as running backs go, we've got Walker and Sharbs, Zach Charbonnet, Kenneth Walker Jr. And I do love me some Kenny McIntosh, but we can't really talk about him because he's just absolutely buried. If Charbonnet ends up being the starting back and forms a committee with McIntosh, we can start talking about him. But right now it is still Walker's job to lose. Charbonnet is going to get his, but I don't love the situation. Two really good running backs on a running team. That's a good thing, but I don't know which one to own. Honestly, again, maybe it's like the Buccaneers and you just start them both. If there's another situation where you start them both, it probably would be Seattle. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Now he's got to deal with Cooper Kupp and Marquez Valdez Scantling. And yeah, JSN will probably be just fine, but you know, how fine really? He doesn't score touchdowns unless you're in PPR. He wasn't a top 10 guy or top 15 guy, I think even. So you got to temper your expectations a little, but Jackson Smith and Jigba currently definitely a wide receiver to room to grow, but room to fall. Unfortunately, Cooper Kupp, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Cooper Kupp when he's in there. I think he's good enough to be a wide receiver three for you, but will he be in every game? I don't know. Will the Seahawks throw enough for that to happen? I don't know. I think based off name recognition alone, you got to consider him for that three spot week in, week out, and then just go game to game, whether you pull him or put him in. That's what she said. Noah Fant, Noah thanks. He's underperformed, let us down time after time. He's okay. He's average. He's Kyle Pitts. That's that. MVS, no thanks. Jake Bobo, kind of interested. I think he could be somebody when Kupp eventually doesn't play a game. Maybe Jake Bobo in year three has the breakout. It's possible. Who knows? I'm going to end it on Bobo. Who knows? Bobo. Bobo knows. All right. That's all I got. Rookies coming up next. I'm going to talk about the offensive landing spots by position and tell you if I want them, if I'm hands off, if I'm grabbing them, if they fall. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about with the incoming offensive rookies, and we'll get that in the next day or so. See you next time.
Free audio post-production by alphonic.com.